Thanks for finding Organic Matters here for the holiday season. This particular show, it'll start with a tribute to this holiday season, which I've learned to appreciate more as time goes by, and bring up a few of the things I researched through the year that maybe taught me a little something. I've always told myself that if I could learn one thing a day, it'd make me a pretty happy camper, and I try to do it so far well into my 70s, so I hope you enjoy this show for the Christmas season. A Texas Christmas Story. The day after Christmas, a number of years ago, I was driving down a country road in Texas, and it was a bitter, cold, cold morning. And walking ahead of me on the gravel road was a little barefooted boy with nondescript ragged overalls and a makeshift sleeve sweater tied up around his ears. I stopped and picked him up. Looked like he's about 12 years old, and his little feet were blue with the cold. He was carrying an orange. Well, he got in and had the brightest blue eyes you ever saw. And he turned a bright smile on my face and he says, "I'm going down the road about 2 miles to my cousin's. I want to show him my orange old Santa Claus brought me." Well, I wasn't going to mention Christmas to him because I figured he came from a family, maybe the kind that didn't have Christmas. But he brought it up himself. He said, "Did old Santa Claus come to see you, mister?" And I said, "Yes, we had a really nice Christmas at our house, and I hope you had the same." He paused for a moment and looked at me. Then, with all the sincerity in the world, said, "Mister, we had the wonderfulest Christmas in the United States, down to our place, Lottie. It was the first one ever we had had there. See, we never do have them out there much. Don't notice when Christmas time comes. We knows about it, but never did have one. Well, cause, well, you know, it's just Papa says that old Santa Claus, well, Santa Claus, Papa puts hurrahs a lot and says old Santa Claus was scared to bring his reindeer down there in our section of the country because folks down there are so hard up that they're liable to catch one of his reindeer and butcher it for the meat. But just several days before Christmas, a lady come out from town, and she told all the families throughout there, our family too, that there was, well, old Santa Claus was coming in town to leave some things for us, and if Pop go to town, he could get some Christmas time for all of us. And Papa hooked up the mule and wagon, and he went to town. But he told us children, he said, "Don't y'all get all worked up and excited, because there might not be nothing to this yarn that lady told us. Oh, but shucks, she hadn't got out of sight up that lane there till we was done a-watching for him to come back. We couldn't get our minds on nothing else, you know. And Mama, she'd come to the door once in a while and say, 'Now y'all quit that looking up the lane, because Papa told you there might not be nothing.' And long about middle of the afternoon, well, we hear the team of jangling harnesses a-coming, and we ran out in the front yard. And Ernie, my little brother, called out and said, 'Yonder comes Papa!' And here come them mules just in a big trot, you know, and Papa standing right up in the front of the bed of that wagon holding up two big old chickens. All feathers been picked off. And he was a-yelling, 'Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!' And the team stopped right in front of the gate, and all of us children just went a-swarming out there like a flock of chichis. You know, just a-crawling all over that wagon and a-looking in. And, mister, I wish you could have seen what was in that wagon. It was bags of stripedy candy and apples and oranges and sacks of flour and some real coffee, you know, and just all tinsely and pretty, and you just couldn't say nothing. Just kind of held our breath and looked at it, you know. And Papa standing there just waving them two chickens and yelling, 'Merry Christmas to you! Merry Christmas to you!' And laughing, that big old grin on his face. And Mama, she come a-hurrying out with the baby in her arms, you know. And when she looked in that wagon, she just stopped. And then Papa, he dropped them two chickens and reached and caught that baby out of her arms, you know, and held him up and said, 'Merry Christmas to you, Santa Claus.' And baby, little old Alvy Lee, he just laughed like he knowed it was Christmas too, you know. And Mama, she started telling us the name of all them nuts. They wasn't just peanuts. They was, oh, she had names for all of them. She, well, Mama knows a heap of things like that. She'd seen that stuff before, you know, and it was all of us just a chattering and a going on at the same time. Us young'uns just a looking in there. And all of a sudden, we hear Papa call out, "Merry Christmas to you, Sam Jackson." And we stopped and looked. And here comes Sam Jackson, leading that old crippled leg mule of his up the lane. And Papa said, "Sam Jackson, did you get in town to get some Christmas this year?" Old Sam Jackson, you know, he sharecrops over there across the creek from our place. And he just shook his knee and said, "Well, no, sir, Mr. Well, I didn't get to go to town. I heard about that, but I didn't know it was for colored folks, too." All of a sudden, none of us children were saying nothing. Papa, he looked down at Mama, and Mama looked up at him, and they didn't say nothing, like they do a heap of times. But they know what other people's are thinking. They're like that, you know. And all of a sudden, Papa, he broke out in a big grin again. He said, "That blame it, Sam Jackson. It's a sure good thing you came by here. Lord of mercy, I like to forgot. Old Santa Claus would have had me in court if he'd have heard about this. The last thing he asked me, if I lived out here near you, said he hadn't seen you around a while, and said he wanted me to bring part of this out here to you and your family, your woman and your children." Well, sir, old Sam Jackson, he broke out in a big grin. Papa says, "I tell you what to do. You get your wife and your children, you come down here early tomorrow morning. It's going to be a Christmas time all day long. Come early and stay late." Sam Jackson said, "Well, you reckon?" And Mama called out to him and said, "Hey, yeah. And you tell your wife, be sure and bring some pots and pans, because we're going to have a heap of cooking to do, and I ain't sure I got enough to take care of all of it." Well, sir, old Sam Jackson, he started leading off that mule up the lane in a full trot, you know, heading home to get the word to his folks and his children, you know. And next morning, it just, well, you remember how it was yesterday morning, just rosy red and looking like Christmas time? Well, it was cold, but you didn't even notice it cold, you know. Well, just the sun was coming up, just all rosy, and us young'uns were all out of bed before daylight, seemed like just running in the kitchen and smelling and looking. And it was all there, sure enough. And here comes Sam Jackson and his team and his wife and his five young'uns all in there. And they all looking over the edge, and we run out and yelled, "Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!" And Papa said, "Christmas gift to you, Sam Jackson. Y'all come on in." And they came in, and Mama and Sister Jackson, they got in the kitchen, and they started cooking things up. And us young'uns, heck, we just started playing Christmas time. And it was lots of fun, you know. We just played Christmas gift with one another and run around the house and just roll in the dirt, you know. And then we'd started playing, go up to the kitchen door and smell. And we'd run up there and we'd smell inside that kitchen door where Mama and Sister Jackson was cooking. And then we'd just die laughing and roll in the dirt, you know. And we played what we call Christmas time till we just wore ourselves out. And Papa and Sam Jackson, they put up a table with some sheets over it, some boards up over some sawhorses. And everybody had a place, even the baby. And Mom and Sister Jackson said, "Well, now it's ready. Y'all come on in. We're going to have some Christmas time dinner." Well, I sit right next to Willie Jackson, you know. He just rolled his eyes at me, and I rolled mine at him. And we just died laughing, you know. And there was an apple and an orange and some stripedy candy at everybody's place. And that was just a dessert. See, that wasn't the real-time Christmas dinner. Mom and them had done cooked that up and had it spread out all up and down the table. Well, so Papa and Sam Jackson, they'd been sitting out on the front porch, and they come in. Papa, he sat at one end of the table, and Sam Jackson sat at the other. It was just a beautiful table like you ain't ever seen. And I didn't know nothing could ever look like that and smell that good, you know. And Sam Jackson, you know, he's real black, and he had on that clean white shirt of his and then some of them overalls. And everything had been washed lickety clean. Well, then Papa said, "Brother Jackson, I believe you're a deacon in the church. I ain't much of a churchman myself, but I do remember that you're a deacon. Maybe you'd be willing to give grace." Well, Sam Jackson, he stood up there, and his hands are real big, and he kind of held on to the side of the table, you know. But he didn't bow his head like a heap of folks do when they are saying the blessing. He just looked up and smiled, and he said, "Lord, I hope you have a nice Christmas up there with your angels, like we're having down here, because it sure is Christmas time down here. And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, Lord. Like I was saying, mister, I do believe that was the wonderfulest Christmas in the whole United States of America.
I hope you enjoy my little Christmas story. I probably put that together over 10 or 12 years ago for the first time, and just kind of played it as a audio Christmas card every year since. But I really do that because in some ways, I think we miss at least parts of what Christmas were really all about. And to me, it doesn't matter what your religion is or where you live, but what it does matter is we are human. We are the only thing on this earth that can think about yesterday, think about tomorrow, and more importantly, do things to change it. We've kind of lost sight of the fact that this is a finite planet we live on. We only have so much in the way of world natural resources. Yes, they keep finding more and more places to find some kind of petroleum product, some sort of fossil fuel or magic potion that'll keep us rolling as we approach 8.2 billion people on Earth, folks. That's something to really take into consideration. It makes me think of, well, this year, but even the past few years, each year, the storms and the fires and the things that are created indirectly by how we are managing our little aquarium we live in is becoming more and more obvious. Unfortunately, there's always the people who don't consider the fact that it is a finite world we live in. We do have to consider that if we want to consider the future of our children and their grandchildren and their grandchildren after them. It's very interesting that tribes, the Iroquois is the story I always tell, they looked seven generations ahead. We don't do that. We hardly look to the next political battle that we have every year or two, and that's how much our politicians look ahead for their own good. Folks, drill, baby, drill is not the answer to get us out of this situation. What the answer is a conscious ability to work on what's going to be where we go in the future. First of all, part of the answer to that is more efficiency and be more aware and less wasteful. Let me just give you this last second of thought to kind of end this portion of the show. The United States is about 5% of the population, maybe a little less, of the Earth. However, we use over 25% of all the energy used every year in the entire world. Something's wrong with that picture. I guess all I'm really saying is be a little kinder to the world around you. I won't give you any individual details. It could take forever. But other than that, we are very fortunate overall to have this wonderful planet that we are able to exist on. Have a good holiday, however you practice it. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.